Welcome, everybody, to Cup with Gup, PGA Movers and Shakers for the John Deere Classic on a Wednesday mid-morning or so. Things looking good. I'm feeling good about the week. It's been a weird schedule week for me, but was kind of playing that way. I'm trying to get some back-end things caught up and done ahead of football season. I know next week's going to be a grind with the Open or the British Open, however you prefer to say it. We already have pricing out for that. I'll start taking a look at that Thursday, Friday. I do a little stuff a little earlier for the majors, but nothing crazy. Getting content out there doesn't matter to an extent, but I also don't want to rush things out that really doesn't pay off when we still have the same amount of time to get prepped for the tournament. It's always fun to look at the pricing. There's some Sam Burns is one that stuck out, some very weird pricing, and not necessarily that he's low, but then you look at who's above him and I'm going, that's kind of interesting. Not that it makes him an automatic player or nothing, but one of my favorite tournaments of the year is the British Open. I enjoy it just because of the ambiance and the different time. You know, we get to wake up early or stay up late, however you prefer to do it, and watch golf. But the John Deere Classic is treated as well for several years. So no reason to not pay attention to it. There's still 200,000 up top, 50,000 up top, 50,000 up top, several great contests this week. I think there's strategy to be had. I'll be going on solo this week on the E9 later this afternoon. So I think that'll be a good one. I think I'll focus more on strategy and contest selection and all that kind of stuff, more so than the actual player who we're picking. I think we can kind of get through all that, but I think how you go about it matters this week. Very similar to last week. As a reminder, British gets you 30% off any package right now. Being Wednesday, it's a great day to sign up. You get a full week. You'll get the British Open next week for basically free almost the whole time. You get a free 7-day trial. If you don't like it, cancel before the date and you never get charged, never see anything. If you do like us and you maybe even want to upgrade, you start seeing all the nice things we are enhancing in our tools package, not only for golf, but football. The optimizer come the fall is going to be phenomenal. We have some nice stacking ability coming out. May try to get it bumped by Saturday for the UFC car, because I think you could do some neat things there, or even NASCAR. But for sure, I think within a week or two, we will launch our version one of the stacking update to the Green Machine. So I'm excited for that. Our team is now testing it. I tested it the last couple weeks solo with Bobby, and then now our team is testing it this week. So get some feedback there. You know, make some small adjustments if we need to, and then roll that out to you guys. Let's get the Listener League field. It is almost filled. It went smaller this week because DK was not really working Monday, so they didn't give it out to me till Tuesday. So only 300 spots. It's way less than 100 now open. I'll include the link on this in the audio version if you want to go check it out. Flat payouts, limited rake, top three. Get GC swag if you hit me up on Twitter or Slack DM. You can also use the code British for 30% off any merchandise in the store. We are close to selling out of the HV3 stuff. I will be cutting that foundation a check once we do that. And then I am currently looking for some things to add to the GC store once we get through this big football push and ready for the fall for you guys. YouTube comment winner this week is Kyle Richmond. You get $50 GC swag combo to use in the store. Reach out to me on Slack or Twitter and I will get you set up. Updated thoughts for me on the week. I'm going to go through this not quick, but I get it over. I know you guys, there's tons of content out there and wanting to, I didn't get do the Tuesday tidbits. I kind of combined it into this week. Had a lot of stuff going on last night. Going to combine it a little bit. Updates for me. I got about 30 guys that are going to be 10% or more. But I don't see it being like last week where you have Bryson and even Kokrak pretty much well ahead of everybody. Bryson was over 30% in some contests, but even in the MME, he flirted with close to 30%. I think he was 28, something like that. But I'd argue Berger has just as high of a ceiling or a net difference to the field than Bryson did last week. Deep dove in, looked at everything. My final value rankings has him even more of a favorite to the field than what Bryson was last week. But we're not seeing everybody going to Berger right out the gate. A lot of people want to use, you know, Harmon, or they want to combo up two of the 9K guys, or maybe Powers, another 9K and a 10K, whether it be Harmon or not really, but, you know, kind of spreading out. So I, unlike last week where I was just, all right, I picked two, I'm off of them, being Bryson and Webb, and it worked out. I think I may go to Berger this week. I like him. I think he'll play well. I think he'll score well, and I don't think he's going to be so stupid owned that I have to use so much of my player exposure to get overweight on him. There are plenty of guys that are coin flips, splitting hairs, however you want to find it, that you can gain leverage on this week. You don't have to necessarily do it up top. I would pick the guys up top that you like, but I think you can, this guy or this guy, whoever it may be, when you really get down to it, splitting hairs on their talent level, their ceiling, what they can be. And if you can gain leverage on quote unquote lower priced, lower ceiling guys, do it there and still play the guys up top. This isn't a field to get too cute on the better players. Where I'm a little different than I think some, I don't consider Harmon and those guys necessarily even remotely close to a Berger or even a Sungjae. I know Sungjae struggled some as of late, but I think their ceiling is a little bit higher. I know for this field and this event, Harmon is definitely up there deservingly so. I almost wonder, let's say Cam Davis finished, maybe lost in the playoff, or maybe he doesn't eagle 17, and he gets a fifth, a T5 or T4, and he rolls in here at 10-1. Is he a lot more talked up this week? He's 37th in the putting splits. He played here last year, familiar with the course, made the cut, only a 53rd. Definitely one of the better DK scorers in the field. Definitely one of the better par 5 scorers in the field. 10-1 scares some people off a little bit, but he's by far and away the most leverage on the field. So I'm interested to see how that turns out when it comes to actually picking them. I think that perception of, I get it, just winning, securing your card, all that kind of stuff, you could have a letdown spot. But at 6%, I will at least have him leveraged to the field. I'll at least have 6% of him. He's going to be 5-7, somewhere in that range. On MME stuff, flirting with the idea of 1-3 max. I'm not playing a ton of 1-3 max. I'm going much more MME. I'm basically doing exactly what I did last week. So we'll see how we get there. And another way of doing it, I'll talk about this on E9. You know, let's say there's 10 to 12 guys at 15% or above, which is where I have it right now, right around that ballpark. If you full fade or almost fade, let's say 25 to 30% of those 10 to 12 guys, so a third-ish of those, you're fine. The rest of the stuff you do, you're going to gain enough leverage on the field or be different by just taking 30% of the top 10, 12 owned and cutting them out or be super underweight that you really don't have to worry about your construction outside of that if you make those tough cuts. And I talk about that a lot on E9. So if you want to come check that out, come give us a check out. Kenny can't join us this week. He will be joining next week, though. So hop on that 7-day free trial and give us a trial there. Trending to be the highest owned, no specific order. Stricker, ZJ, Sungjae, Stallings, Stanley, Berger, Strillman, Lebiota, Harmon, Power, and Henley are my guys that are trending to be the highest owned. Moved up for me, I already mentioned one, Berger. I had him as a bubble boy on Monday. Definitely has moved up just in general, my overall. And the biggest thing I think I talked about Monday was what's his ownership going to be. I don't want to. Same thing I did with Bryson last week, and it's burnt me before, so I'm not saying it's always the right thing, but I it's real hard for me to pay for the highest priced guy. It's also the highest owned, clear in a way, and Bryson was going to be that. I don't see that with Berger. I think Berger will get steamed up a little bit when it comes down to start clicking the buttons, but I still don't think, even if he's one of the top three or four owned, he's not going to be so far ahead of everybody else that I can't play him. Bo Hostler, a guy I talked up. The more I've dug into him, I think he's on the cusp of potentially winning. You know, a 19th, a 10th, and a 25th coming in here. A 26th last year, a great putter, one of the better putters in the field. Was a stud out of UT. So if he's turning around and we're getting an upswing, he's only 7,800. I think he's going to be that 10 to 12% range. I like Bo this week. He's climbing our rankings. Kazire, I'm all over him. I think he's going under the radar to an extent. He's going to be around that 12, 13% range. Love him this week. And then Sheamus is the guy that I've moved up. I like him. He's going to be high on, probably one of the top three. So with him, it's like, all right, it depends on who I decide to cut out of my pool. If I cut like a Brian Harmon and those guys out, I don't mind playing Sheamus because I've already cut out a lot of the chalk. if I don't, or I go lighter, or maybe I pull some Aaron Wise in or Cam Davis, these lower owned guys, maybe I just go even to the field, or be around 17 to 20% Sheamus in some of the contests. So I like him this week. You know, I think he's a good play. Good history here, 25th, a 16th, and a 61st. And he's one of the better putters in tournament. And he like Bo, is coming in hot, a 19th, a 19th, and an 8th. So I like Sheamus. Fading or moving down my list, Strillman's a guy. Nothing against him. If you want to play him, I like him. He's just one, I think, at 9,700. I can afford to be light on him at best. Harmon, again, these are the guys that it's tough cuts this week when you want to fade the chalk. And there's other guys I like as much or more. Harmon's the toughest for me because we know he can light it up here. We know he can putt as good as anybody in the field. But at the price, I think I'd rather pay $300 more for Sungjae or $300 less for Cam and have way less ownership. So Harmon's moved down the list for me. Troy Merritt was never really up there for me. I'll fade him. I'm not going there. Kyle Stanley's one that I do like fading. He's a guy that I'm like, all right, he's just okay in my rankings. Nothing horrible, nothing bad, nothing great. Okay history here, a 22nd, a 55th, a missed cut, and an 18th. His putting long-term is not great. A 54th and a 41st, again, just okay, but getting a lot of love out there. And I think he could be 15, 18, 19%. Those are the kind of guys at 7,900 I can cut off my list, and that really saves me some player exposure in my pool. And I don't feel as, you know, I'm not worried as much of a Kyle Stanley as I am a Brian Harmon per se, like this week. So an easy cut for me would be Stanley. Sleeper under the radar for me, Keith Mitchell, kind of climbed my rankings. Didn't have him on many radars. A seventh here in 2018. He's obviously known for putting on Bermuda, but knowing that he's played here once and done well, not the best form coming in, but not horrible. If you look longer term, say go back six tournaments. And stat-wise, he's 17th for me. So, you know, a second in good drive, sixth in birdie or better, 16th in par five, DK. If he can just do okay with the irons and give himself some chances, I mean, he's going to be a 2% guy. So, again, a sleeper under the radar MME type play. Mito, who I talked about, I think he hurts a lot of people last week. I'll go back to him. Not a lot of people, but he was talked up and missed a cut. I'll go back to him. Bergoon, I'm riding that. Bring back that 2018 love when he was in the $200,000 worth of lineups that we won that week. I'll go back there. He plays good here. I know he doesn't have the best form coming in. That worries me some, but he's going to be a 1 to 2 percenter. So I'll have, let's say I have 4% of him in my MMEs. That's good enough for me. Chesson Hadley is one that I don't know I've heard much about. He's climbed my list like Mitchell has. Nothing crazy, but, you know, he's missed cut, then a 25th and a 72nd. So two out of three, he's made the cuts here. He's 17th in the Bermuda splits for me, a second at Palmetto, a 52nd last week. He's nothing crazy, but, you know, I got him at 0.8% right now owned. So a good MME type play. And then my final one is Smalley out of Alex Smalley. He Monday queued. Absolute stud out of Duke, 6K. He reminds me of some of the guys I played last week that Monday queued. I will have some of him in my MMEs, and I'll manually move him up in my final ranks because he's not going to show anything. But he's got potential. He's been playing good in some of the tours he's played on. As I mentioned, lower than they should be for me, Cam Davis, 4 to 6%. CH3, 3 to 4%. I think this course kind of fits him. And then Siwoo, he's 9 to 11%, but I think Siwoo's getting a little disrespect this week. I don't mind going to him. Leverage play of the week for me is Seb Straka. I think everybody is jumping off that boat after the huge letdown last week. He had a 10th at Travelers, a 26th here last year. He's 22nd in the bent splits for me, 7th in par 5 scoring. I mean, he could easily miss the cut again, but at 7,600, now I'm going to get him at 2 to 4% ownership. That's the kind of Seb I like to play. I played him last week and he burned me. I get it, but I'll go back to him this week. One and done final five for me. Kazire, Berger, McNeely, Noren, and Hostler will be the five I'm choosing between. I'll pick two of those, and the last one may or may not come from that list. But I think you can get a little crazy there on one and done. You know, unless you're in it and you want to be safe, I get it. But if you're trying to make up some ground, I think you could do that this week. Depending on how you're sitting, especially in the segments. I think sometimes people forget about the segments. You may be sitting okay, and this is a week you could jump on somebody. Again, British gets you 30% off. Come give us a tryout. You won't regret it. We've had a lot of great feedback on the free trial. I'm looking forward to the premium members today for the E9. I think we'll have a great discussion. I will see you guys later and have a blessed week. Thank you.